Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Let's make a toast.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Here's to a healthy tax refund for you and yours. But even if you're not getting a refund, perhaps you'll get a rebate this year. The government will soon be sending out $100 billion in checks. And retailers are already plotting ways to take that money away from you. Jill Barshay explains.
For the first time, Sony Electronics has dedicated an entire advertising campaign to tax season. Megan Baffert is a marketing executive there. She wants Americans to spend their tax refunds on high-definition televisions.
We wanted to change and create a new selling season for TVs, where there really wasn't one in the past.
Struggling retailers are praying the tax rebates will be a lifeline in these tough times. Home Depot is asking Americans to invest their rebate checks in eco-friendly products. Nick Soulelis is a professor at the Wharton School of Business. He says Americans spent two-thirds of the stimulus rebates of 2001.
The largest category of spending was apparel and then food and health. This time, we're likely to see more spending on durables.
That's because this year's rebate checks at $1,200 per couple are twice as large as those in 2001. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
Oil prices hit another record today, $112 a barrel. The main reason, once again, the dollar fell even more against the euro. In the stock markets, there was a little bounce back in Asia. Shares in Japan and elsewhere closed about 0.5% higher. European stocks are mixed so far. Wachovia's poor first quarter results weighed on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 23 points to 12,302. The Nasdaq dropped 14 to 2275. And the S&P 500 lost 4 points to 1328. Since Silvio Berlusconi got into Italian politics, he's been loved and hated. Loved and hated. Loved and hated. Now the conservative media billionaire is loved once again. Berlusconi has been elected to a third stint as Italy's premier. Let's bring in our correspondent in Rome, Megan Williams. Megan, why are Italians turning to him once again?
Well, you have to look at who's turning to him, and it's generally older voters who have had some economic stability in their life, state jobs, who are scared. I mean, they know the economy's turning down, and Berlusconi has always reassured them that he's going to protect them. But it's interesting because, you know, 6 years ago when he was elected, he promised all sorts of economic miracles. He's not saying that this time, although what he's saying he's going to do is similar, but he's saying, you know, we're in for some tough times.
Another issue for him is Italy's national airline, Alitalia. Big problems. What is he saying about Alitalia?
Well, to say Alitalia is in dire straits is a vast understatement. I mean, Alitalia is losing €1 million a day, and Air France was about to buy it, and then the unions kind of sabotaged that deal in the end. But what was interesting is just before elections, Berlusconi came out protesting against the sale to a foreign country, saying Alitalia should remain in Italy. The only thing he said so far is that he'll kind of slap together a bunch of Italian investors who will somehow save the company, but it's a company that's owned half by the Italian state. So who's going to be paying for this mess? Taxpayers.
Okay, Megan Williams in Rome. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. And by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com.
Pope Benedict XVI comes to Washington today. Later this week, he visits New York. And already, people are selling souvenirs of his trip to America. Like soap. Pope on a rope soap. Nancy Marshall Genzer has our story.
It's a potpourri of papal products. If Pope on a rope soap doesn't make you smell good enough, try the Pope's cologne. It's heaven scent. You can get it on the internet. But Dennis Ziegler says those are tasteless trinkets.
This night, 2804.
Ziegler runs the bustling gift shop at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. He's got lots of T-shirts and mugs, but he doesn't stock bobbleheads, soaps, or cologne.
Over here we have Pope Benedict bumper stickers. I love the Pope.
There's also a life-size Pope cutout. Passing students high-five its outstretched hand, and tourists pose for pictures.
I'm going over here with the Pope. You want to take a picture now?
So you're.
Retiree Geneva Tenner says the cutout is okay, but she's very glad the shop doesn't stock the soap.
I think that's disgusting. Why wash your body with the Pope?
But other Catholics in the shrine shop say, hey, it's just good, clean fun. Mary Warshot doesn't even mind the Benedict bobbleheads. She says they speak to some people.
I don't know what the message is for a Pope on a rope or a bobblehead, but maybe it's there. I'm just missing it.
Message in a bobble.
A message in a bobble.
Washington's Metro Transit System made a TV ad starring the Pope bobblehead. He rides the train because his Pope-mobile broke down. His message, take the train to his big outdoor mass on Thursday.
Avoid the unholy traffic. Take Metro.
The ad got Metro in an unholy mess. They pulled it after offended Catholics complained, but it lives on YouTube. Sarah Blavelt is a teacher for the Washington Archdiocese. She says teens love the bobblehead video.
It makes him accessible. You know, in a world where so many people find the church inaccessible, to me it's a great connection.
Blavelt says, like it or not, the best way to build broad appeal these days is through mass merchandising. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.